Begin the current Mesechtes Yuma Daf Mem Dal. Begin on the bottom of Mem Gimel Beis, two lines up in the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara begins the discussion of elaborating the Mishnah on the previous Daf. And that is, the Mishnah is holding by the phase where we had slaughtered the power of the Kohen Gadol, which is, as we said, there's five different phases that go on by Yom Kippur, where he transitions from one type of garments to the other types of garments. So it's in the Seder of the whole entire Mesechta, which continues along the Seder, we already did the Avoidus of the Big Day Zav, the first phase, which is with the Tumat Shel Shachar. Then he went to the Mikveh and he changed into the Big Day Lavan, which so far, which we have mentioned, that he first did this first Vidui on his power between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Then he went to the northeastern part of the Azara, where he then did the lottery between the two different Seirim, which one's Lashem, which one's Lazazel. Then he came back to his power a second time and did a second video confession, where he then included not only for him and his family, but for all the Kahanim. And then that's where our Mishnah mentioned, where he slaughters it, he receives the blood, because he has to do all the Avodah Yom Kippurim. And then, once he receives it, he gives it to another Kohen, he gives it to somebody else, who mixes it, and he stands on the Revid HaRevi Shabbat Heichel, on the fourth row of the Heichel. Then while that person is mixing the blood, because he's not throwing it, he's not spraying it yet where it has to be sprayed, then he goes and he takes the shovel and the pan, and he goes and gets the coals, and he gets the keteris, and he goes and he does the avodah of the keteris by putting the incense on the coals inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and then he goes to spray the blood. Now on that component, which we said that someone else is mixing it on the Revid HaRevi Shabbat Heichel, on the fourth row of the Heichel, the Gemara asked the following question. But Vaksiv, there's a pasuk in Bayikra that says, which the Gemara is going to discuss at length on this daf, V'chol Adam lo yiyah ba'oil mayid, nobody should be in the oil mayid, and that is, as the Gemara will explain, that's in reference to when the Keteris is being burnt on the coals inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, you're saying that this person is going to be mixing the blood on the Revid HaRevi Shabbat Heichel, on the fourth row of the Heichel, which that's exactly the time when the Keteris is being brought. As we said, that although he slaughters his animal and he gets the blood, but while the person is mixing it, he brings in the Keteris. Now how could the person be mixing it on the Revid HaRevi Shabbat Heichel in the Heichel, if there's a Gemara will illustrate that there's an Isser for anybody to be in the Heichel, in the Oil Moed, at that time when he's bringing the Keteris? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Tani Shel Heichel. It doesn't mean the fourth row of the tiles that are there in the Heichel, but rather when one comes out of the Heichel towards the Azar, towards the courtyard, then you count the tiles, you count the rows, and then the fourth one from the Heichel, that's where the person is going to be mixing the blood. But of course, it cannot actually be inside the fourth row in the Heichel, because no one's allowed to be there when the Kohen Gadol, which is what he's doing right now, when he's going to bring the Keteris inside Lefnai V'Lefnim. Now on this halacha, which we just asked this question, the Gemara brings the source for this halacha. Tarabayin, we'll learn the Braisa. It says in the pasuk, V'chol Adam lo yiyah ba'oil moed. Nobody should be in the oil moed at the time when he's bringing guitars. Now, the Gemara continues at the top of Memdala Manalaf. Yachal afil bazar. You would think that no one should be even in the courtyard, not only not on the Heichel, but even the entire courtyard at a time when the Kohen's bringing the guitars inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what the pasuk teaches you, that no, it's only when he's, only one's not allowed to be in the oil moed, in the heichel, in the sanctuary, but one is allowed to be in the courtyard. Now, ainly ela ba'oil moed shebe midbar, I would only know, the oil moed is the term that was given to the sanctuary, the heichel part of the, that is the actual structure of the Beis HaMikdash is divided into two. There's the heichel, then there's, which is the kodesh, and then there's kodesh hakodesh, and the holiest of holies, which is where the aron hakodesh is. Now, the oil moed was the term given for the heichel in the midbar, in the desert. So I would only know that this halacha applies only in the heichel that was in the midbar. Shilei ubeis ha'olamim enayim. Where do we know that this halacha applies even to the later sanctuaries, that which was in Shilei and that which was stood forever, which is the one of the two Beis HaMikdash that we have? How do we know that halacha applies that even over there, when the Kohen Gadol is bringing the Keteris Lefnai V'Lefnim, no one else is allowed to be in the heichel at all? That's what the pasuk teaches over there in Vayikra, where the pasuk says in Vayikra Tezayin Yudzayin, it says V'chol Adam lo yiyah ba'oil moed. Nobody should be inside the sanctuary. Bevoyoy lechaper b'kodesh, when it comes to create an atonement in the holy area, which there comes to teach us that in any holy area, one's not allowed to be. In other words, in any heichel, not only in the one of the oil moed, but any time when the Kohen Gadol is coming lechaper b'kodesh, one's not allowed to be there, which would include that of Shiloh and Beis Ilam. Now the Braisa continues, Ainly Elibashas HaKetara, I would only know that this Isser applies when the Kohen Gadol is coming in the Kodesh Kodeshim to bring the Keteris, which the Gemara will later ask, where do we see in this Pasuk that when it says that he's coming l'chaber by kodesh, that no one's allowed to be in the oil ma'id, that that is a reference necessarily for the avodah of the keteris. But that's what the Bryce is assuming. So I would only know that Isra of anybody being else in the sanctuary in the oil ma'id only applies when the Kohen Gadol is coming to bring the keteris inside lefnayv lefnim. B'shas matan dam minayin, how would we know that that would apply even to the bringing of the different bloods, that of the par and the sar, which are also brought lefnayv lefnim, that even then no one else would be allowed to be in the oil ma'id at that time too? Samalema, that's what the pasuk continues and says, b'voy lechaper, that when he comes to create an atonement. Now the matan dam is the atonement of the karbanis, and therefore in that time also no one's allowed to be inside the heichal. Now the Braisa says, "Ainly ele b'chnisasa." I would only know when the Kohen Gadol is coming inside, which the pasuk says bevaya, when he's coming in, then no one's allowed to be in the oil ma'id. But tziyasa minam, when he's coming out, how would I know that even then no one's allowed to be inside the oil ma'id? Tamalema, that's the pasuk continues, says ad seisa, until he comes out. The entire process, no one's allowed to be in the oil ma'id. At the end of the pasuk concludes and says, "V'chiper ba'adoy uva'ad beisoy uva'ad kol kal yisrael," that he will then fulfill an atonement for himself, for his family, and for the entire Jewish people. And with the order of the pasuk comes to teach us that kaparasay kedemis lekaparas beisoy, his atonement comes before the atonement of his family. Kaparas beisoy kedemis lekaparas achav akahanim, the atonement for his family comes before the atonement of the rest of the kahanim. And for kaparas achav akahanim kedemis lekaparas kol kal yisrael, and the atonement of his brothers comes before the atonement of the rest of the Jewish people. And that's actually the order, as we spoke about, where the vidoy of the par comes first for himself and his family, then for the kahanim, and then he does for the rest of the Jewish people. That's the conclusion of that pasuk in the Yikra. Now the Gemara explains the Braisa. Amama, so we said in the Braisa, Einli ele b'shas haketar. We said this Isser that we were talking about, and that's how we explained the Mishnah, that the one who's on the Rebid Revi, we said obviously he's on the fourth row when one comes out of the Heichel, not in the Heichel, because when the Kohen Gadol is coming in to do the Avodah inside the Kodesh Kodeshim, no one could be in the entire building, in the structure, in the oil ma'id, in the Heichel. Now the Braisa says, I would only know that would apply when he's coming to bring in the Keteris. And then they said, how would I know that it would apply even when he's bringing the Matan Dam? So that's what they brought the Pasuk L'chaper by Kodesh. Now the Gemara asks, my Mashma, where do you see in the Pasuk anywhere that is told in reference to the Avodah of the Keteris? And that's where the Isser, that's the default Isser that the Pasuk is teaching us regarding the Keteris. So Amar Rava, v'chein Amar B'Yitzchak B'Avdimi, v'chein Amar B'Laza, Amar Krab, because the Pasuk there says, as we just quoted, v'chiper ba'adoy u'ba'ad beisoy v'ad kol kal yisrael, because then when he comes to do this avodah, which no one's allowed to be inside the heichal when he's doing this, he will thus fulfill an atonement for himself, his family, for the entire Jewish people. Now, izehu kapara sheshavaloi u'lebeisoy l'ochav ha'kahanim u'chol kal yisrael, which atonement, which it sounds like he's doing this one avodah, which no one's allowed to be in when he's doing this one, which is it that it will, with this one avodah, everyone's equal? Himself, his family, all the kahanim, all the Jewish people, with one avodah is going to be an atonement for everybody. So that's why you conclude and say that's the keteris, because whereas in regards to the matan damim, which is the spraying of the bloods inside the heichal and the kodesh kodeshim, they're not equal, the kohen and the rest of the Jewish people, because the par, the bull that the kohen brings, creates an atonement for him, his family, and the kahanim, whereas the sa'ir, that's Lashem, is for the Jewish people. And therefore, they're not equal. It wouldn't be one thing that's an atonement for him and his family and for the Jewish people. So therefore, it must be that what is the one thing that's done inside Lefnayv Lefnim that is equal for everybody, that's the Keteris, and that's the default position of the Pasuk to say that I would only know that that's the Isser, that no one's allowed to be in the Heichel when he's bringing the Keteris. How do I know also? From the Matan Dam, that's included from the Pasuk when it says L'chaper. Now the Gemara asks on this, but Keteris Mechaperis? Is it true that incense even creates an atonement? You're saying that V'chiper Ba'adoy, the whole atonement for everybody at one shot with one Avodah, is the Keteris. Where do we find that the Keteris, the incense, provides an atonement? So Gemara says, yes, the Keteris is Mechaperis, the Hatani Reb Chananya, as Reb Chananya taught. Lamanu leKeteris Mechaperis, we learn a source that the incense provides an atonement, Shenem, like it says a Pasuk in Bemidbar. It says there in the Pasuk, that v'yikach Aaron, that Aaron took kasher dibe Moshe, like Moshe told him, v'yaretz al teicha kol, he ran inside the assembly, because v'hine heichel ha-negev ba'am, the plague already had started afflicting the people, and therefore it says, v'yitein ha-sakutaris, he placed the incense in amongst the people, v'yichapra alam, and they provide an atonement for the people, so therefore you see clearly from the pasuk that keteris is a mechaper, and that's what the pasuk means when it says, v'chipa ba'ad v'ad be'soy. Now, the Gemara explains further, that B'tanabri B'shmol, Al-Maha Keteris Mechaperis. So it provides an atonement. But for what specific sin is it that the incense provides atonement? that he says al lashon hara, on slander, on gossip, because that's exactly what the pasuk there was talking about when Aaron went and he stopped the plague when he brought the Keteris. That was because of what happened with Kairach, and that was based on lashon hara. As the pasuk says, "Mamidbar Yedzayin, Atam Hamitim Esam Hashem." You're causing the Jewish people to die, and therefore, since that was what started it, that was lashon hara. So that was what the Keteris was providing an atonement for. That was stopping it was providing an atonement for that Isur lashon hara, as he explains. Because why is it that Keteris is the atonement for lashon hara, as we find over there by the plague that happened because of Karach? Yavei Davar Shebechashoy, something that's silent, that's whispered, which is a reference to Keteris, as the Teis Hashem explains, because the Avodah of the Keteris is totally silent. Nothing else is said or done, whereas by the throwing of the blood, there he counts, achash, daim, he counts, one, two. So therefore, let something that's done totally in silence, v'yechapra ma'isach hashoy, and to provide atonement for something that's also done in silence, which is generally Lashon Hara, is said in a whisper, silently, did you hear? Could you? And that's why Lashon Hara, something that's b'chashoy, its atonement is also something that's b'chashoy. Now, related to this, the Gemara continues with the following Mishnah. Tanan Hassam, we learned over there in the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim, and the Gemara will elaborate on this halacha that we're talking about, that one is not allowed to be in the area of the Heichel, and possibly even further than that, when the Avodis are being done inside the Lefnai V'Lefnim. So Tanan Hassam, the Mishnah says over there in Masechtas Kelim, Parshin mibein ha'ulam b'lmezbech, that one has to separate, not only from the Heichel, but even from the area between the antechamber, which is the area that opens up into the Heichel, between that and the Mizbeach, which is in part of the Azar, which is this ear space of 22 Amos between the opening of the structure of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, which first is the Ulam, which then opens up into the Heichel, which then opens up into the Kodesh HaKodeshim. So between the Mizbeach, the altar that's outside, and the Ulam, there's an ear space. One has to even separate from that area, B'Shas Haktara, at a time when the Keteris is being brought. That's what the Mishnah says in Masechtas Kelim. However, Amr Belaza, Rabbi Elazar qualifies this halach, and he says, "Lo yishanu el b'shas haktar deheichel." We only learned this obligation to separate even from the area between the ulam and the mizbeach, not even in just in the heichel itself, but actually the airspace in the azara between the mizbeach and the ulam, is only when you bring the keteris of the heichel, which is the one that's brought every single day of the year, which is done on the mizbeach hapinimi, on the inner gold mizbeach, which is in the heichel, done every morning and every evening. And the reason is, over there, is because that keteris is very close to that area, because the heichel opens up through the ulam into the inner space between the mizbeach and the ulam. So therefore, then one has to go ahead and separate. That's what Rabbi Elazar says. And that's what the Mishnah means over there in Masechtas Kelim. But regarding the Keteris, it's done once a year on Yom Kippur, which is done not in the Heichel, but further in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Then Rebbe Elazar says, Mehechel, then from the sanctuary, then from the Heichel, which is nearby the Kodesh HaKodeshim, then Parashi. From that area, from the Heichel, one's not allowed to be in there, as the Torah tells us, when the Keteris, Lefnei V'Lefnim are being brought, one's not allowed to be in the Heichel. However, Mebein Ulam L'Mizbech, but even further away, between the airspace of the Ulam and Mizbeach, which is very far from the Kodesh HaKodeshim, then Rabbi Elazar says, Loi Parshi. Then one does not have to separate from the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. So again, just to explain that, what Rabbi Elazar is saying is that this halacha that mandates separation when the Keteris is being brought, even between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, that's not talking about on the Keteris on Yom Kippurim, which there we have a pasuk that tells us that when he's doing the Avodah Lefnei V'Lefnim, no one's allowed to be in the Heichel. That's because the Heichel is nearby to the Kodesh HaKodeshim. But this, that the Mishnah is saying, Masechtas Kelim, that one has to separate by the Keteris even further out, even in part of the Azara, between the Ulam and Mizbeach, that's only talking about the rest of the year's Keteris. Where again, that's similar to like the Halacha on Yom Kippur, which the Heichel is near to the Lefnai V'Lefnim, so then you have to separate from that. The rest of the year, where it's done in the Heichel, further towards the east, then when one is between that area of the Ulam and Mizbeach, which is close to the Heichel, then one has to separate, but not when it's done on Yom Kippur, one wouldn't have to separate between the Ulam and Mizbeach. That must have Rav Adbar Ava. Rav Adbar Ava asked the following question. Rami lo Kedi, and some say it was Kedi, that asked the following question from the Braisa. Rabbi Yisi says, K'shem she'parshim mibeinu ulam ul mezbech b'shas haktara. Now, what Rabbi Yisi is saying will be debated, but the Gemara is going to ask a question on Rabbi Elazar from Rabbi Yisi's opinion. He says, just like one has to separate between the area of the ulam, the antechamber, and the mizbeach, at the time when the keteris are being brought, which the Gemara will assume that this is in reference, as it sounds like that the Brisa is talking about the keteris, of the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the Lefnai V'Lefnim. So Kach Parishin B'Shas Matan Parkoin Mashiach. So too one has to separate between the area of the Ulam and the Mizbeach at a time when the bloods are being brought of the following three karbanas, which are considered, their bloods are brought inside, which generally the bloods are only brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzen. These karbanas, their bloods are brought on the Mizbeach HaPenimi, which are the Par Kohen Mashiach, which is when the Kohen Gadol, who he's the Kohen HaMashiach, he's the anointed Kohen, where if he does any one of the mitzvahs erroneously, he makes a mistake in halacha, because of his own psak, his own halacha, then he has to bring a carbon, and the matan damim, the bloods that are thrown, are brought actually inside the heichel itself, on the pareches, on the curtain, and on the mizbeach hazav, on the golden altar, which is unique. So regarding that carbon, and similarly upar helm davish al tzibur, when the entire Jewish people, when there's a halacha that was made a mistake, and everyone did that mistake, so the entire assembly has to bring a bull of a helm dava of a mistaken halacha that the entire tzibur did. And third of all, v'seira v'diskechavim, and also for the sair, the higo that's brought when the entire Jewish people did avaydazar because of a mistaken psak of the bezdin, so they have to bring a par, a bull for their karban oila, a sair, a higot for their karban chatas, as it says in Parashat Shlach, and that sair, the matan dam, is brought on the pereches, and it's not eaten, as the Gemara says, Masechta Zvachim. So on that, Rabbi Yossi says that just like one has to separate, which is the halacha that we're talking about, it sounds like, as the Mishnah says in Masechta Kelim, that just like one has to separate between the ulam and the mizbeach, when the keteris is being brought, so too one has to separate when these three bloods are brought inside the heichel. Now, so then, therefore, the Brisa continues. It says, "So hama milo yesh bein heichel." But then, what is the preferential milus that there are of the sanctuary itself, lebein ulam mizbeach, to further out, further east, to the area between the antechamber and the mizbeach? In other words, regarding separation, which means to distance oneself from the area, because there's a great avoda that has much kedusha being done over here. One's not allowed to be in the same area at the same time. So it's saying that you have to separate from areas. Now, what makes the heichel, which is obviously more kedusha, it's part of the structure of the Beis Mikdash, it has where the Mizbeach HaZav is there, and the Menorah and the Shulchan, what makes it any greater for the precious to separate from when avodas are being done than from the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach? And that is because it sounds like that when the keteris is being done, or any avodis that's done inside the heichel, which includes the par helm dava shel tzibur, the par kohen mashiach, the sar avodis of avodah zarah, where these are the unique karbanas that their bloods are brought inside, in contrast to all the other karbanas which are thrown on the outer mizbeach. So therefore, if you're saying that includes to separate even between the ulam mizbeach, so what makes the heichel any greater in the halachas of hafrasha, of separation, than the area between the ulam mizbeach? So Ella, so on that Rabbi Yossi says there is a difference. The difference is shebehechel, because when regarding separation, meaning distancing oneself from the sanctuary, that requires a higher level of afrasha, because that is parshin bein b'shas haktar ubein b'shloy b'shas haktar. That is, one has to separate himself, whether that's even at a time when the keteris are being brought, or even at a time when the keteris are not being brought. Now, as Rashi explains, this is where the Gemara assumes that when it's saying bein b'shas haktar or bein shaloi b'shas haktar, is a reference, because that's like what the pasuk was talking about that we mentioned before, which is the source of separating from the heichel, which is the keteris of lefnai v'lefnim, of Yom Kippur. So that is saying that this, that you have to separate and leave the premises of the heichel, that is a higher level, a higher standard, which is even at a time when the keteris of Yom Kippur are being brought, or whether even when the keteris of Yom Kippur are not being brought. Now, so what would that mean? Why can you not be inside the heichel at a time when the keteris of the Yom Kippur is not being brought? That obviously means that, however, even at a time when the bloods are brought lefnai v'lefnim, which is when he brings his power, the Kohen Gadol brings his power in Yom Kippurim, and the Sar Lashem of the Jewish people, he throws their bloods in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is a one-time-a-year phenomena. And that is, as we said, those other three karbanos, they're brought in the heichel, which is also unique. But Yom Kippur is extra special, that karbanos are brought lefnai v'lefnim. So that, it sounds like, as the Gemara is going to ask from this, sounds like that the Heichel is greater than the Ulam Mizbeach for the Halacha of Prisha. How so? Because whether it's at a time of the Keteris, or even not of the Keteris, now what does that mean? Why would one have to separate from the Heichel? Because even if it's not Keteris, but rather it's the bloods that are being brought lefnai v'lefnim, that even then one would have to separate from the Heichel. However, in contrast, however, between the area of the antechamber and the Mizbeach, one does not separate because of the criteria of what's being done. Lefnai v'lefnim, that's ela b'shas ha'ketara. That's only at the time when the ketores of lefnai v'lefnim are being brought. However, not at the time when the bloods are being brought lefnai v'lefnim. And that is what we're saying, that there's a higher standard of the heichel than regarding between the ulam and the Mizbeach. Because although when the ketores is being brought, that then they're the same, but regarding the bloods, they're different. And that is, although the par and the sar, when the bloods, the Kohen Gadol comes into Lefnai V'Lefnim, to the Kodesh HaKodeshim, to bring the bloods, from the Heichel one has to separate, but not between the Ulam and Mizbeach. That's what Rabbi Yossi said. Now the Gemara concludes the question on Rabbi Elazar. However, one thing we see is that B'Shas HaKtara Mi Parshi, but at least at the time when the Ketores are being brought, that we said, one does have to separate between the area of the Ulam and Mizbeach, which would be the same as the Heichel. The only difference is regarding when the Ketores are not being brought, which again we had assumed meant to say, what, so then what else is being done inside the Lefnai V'Lefnim, which is Shaloi B'Shas HaKtara, that would be the bloods. That's only from the Heichel one has to separate, not between the Ulam Mizbeach. And therefore, the Gemara says, my love, doesn't it make sense that B'Shas HaKtara V'Lefnai V'Lefnim? That, but however, regarding what did we say that the, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach is the same as the Heichel, one has to separate from that area and move out of there. You can't be there when the Ketores is being brought. It means the Ketores Lefnai V'Lefnim. And that is where we're saying the Heichel is greater than the Ulam Mizbeach, but that's not like Rabbi Elazar. Because Rabbi Elazar said that this, that the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim is saying, that one has to separate when the Ketores are being done between the year of the Ulam Mizbeach, that's only Ketores of the rest of the year, of that's being done the Heichel, and therefore the Heichel is nearby between the Ulam Mizbeach, then you have to separate. But when it's done in the Lefnai Lefnim, in the innermost chambers, which is very far from the Ulam Mizbeach, one does not have to separate. But from Rabbi Yossi's statement, it sounds like that one does have to separate by the Ketores, even Lefnai V'Lefnim, because that Ulam Mizbeach and the Heichel are the same, and they're only different regarding the Matan Dam that's done Lefnai V'Lefnim on Yom Kippur. So now the Gemara says, Loi. No, the way you were interpreting Rabbi Yossi's statement is not necessarily correct. Rather, B'Shas HaKtara DeHeichel. Rather, when we said that one has to separate between the Ulam and Mizbeach, where we said that regarding Ketores, they are the same, we meant in reference to the Ketores that's done in the Heichel. And that, how one reads it now is that just like you separate between the Ulam and Mizbeach at the time of the Ketores of the Heichel, That's what Rabbi Yisrael was saying, that so too one separates at the time when there's the giving of the bloods of the Parakoin Mashiach and the other two Karbanas, because there also bloods are being done in the Heichel. Therefore, since they're nearby, so that's the same. In other words, it makes more sense the way the Gemara is answering for Rabbi Elazar, not how the questioner was asking, because Rabbi Yisrael's halacha basically was a comparison. It says, look, just like you have to separate between the ear of the Ulam Mizbeach at the time of the Ketores, so too, when other bloods are being sprayed, now where are they thrown, these bloods? They're in the Heichel. So therefore it makes sense to say the comparison is just like when Ketores is in the Heichel, not V'Lefnai V'Lefnim, as Rabbi Elazar holds, and therefore the area nearby, which is between the Ulam Mizbeach, one has to separate, so too, when the bloods are being brought in the Heichel, which is also near and nearby, one that would have to separate when those karbanos are being thrown. But no one ever said, the Gemara is answering, that it's told by the Ketores of Lefnai V'Lefnim. Now, on this, the Gemara asks, if that's the case, that the way we just interpreted, that the halacha of separating between the Ulam and Mizbeach at the time of the Ketores is going on the Ketores of the Heichel, and not of the Ketores that's Lefnai V'Lefnim, but then the question is, how do we understand the continuation of the Braisa, where the Braisa asked, then, Hama Maila. The Braisa asked, so then what is the Maila of the Heichel over the Ulam Mizbeach, if they seem to be the same? Now, the question is, the Braisa ended up saying, what is the difference? The Braisa said is, because the Heichel, one would have to separate Bein B'Shas HaKtar, Bein Shalei B'Shas HaKtar, whereas Bein Ulam Mizbeach is only B'Shas HaKtar and not Shalei B'Shas HaKtar. Now, the question of the Gemara is the only Maila this, quote, Shalei B'Shas HaKtar of the Ketores of Lefnai V'Lefnim? Because we learned that from the Heichel, one has to separate even at a time when the Ketores are being brought, whether it's the Ketores of the Heichel or the Ketores of Lefnai V'Lefnim, or even, and this is what we said is the Maila of the Heichel, even when the Ketores is not being brought, rather it's the time when the bloods are being brought, whether it's the bloods of the Heichel or whether it's the bloods of Lefnai V'Lefnim. However, that stands in contrast to the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, where one only has to separate at the time of the Ketores, but not at the time when the Ketores are not being brought, which we're saying now is, what is the time of Shaloi B'Shas HaKtara? What does that mean? That would mean the time when the bloods are being brought, Lefnai V'Lefnim, only at a time when the keteris are brought inside the heichel. That's what the Gemara had assumed up until now, and therefore the Gemara is asking now in this interpretation and resolution for Rebbe Elazar, was that when the matan dam of lefnai v'lefnim are being brought, that shaloi b'shas haketar. Now that would be one mila that the heichel has over the area between the ul mizbeach. But the Gemara asks, b'suloi, is there no other ones? But ha'ikah ha'mila. Just based on what we just answered right now in this resolution for Rebbe Elazar and how he would interpret what Rebbe Yossi is saying is, you have this exact mila that even at the time of the haktaras haketairis, there's a mila, not just shaloi b'shas haketar. The Brisa made it sound like that. Oh, you're right. During the time of the keteris, they're the same. Between the Ulam Mizbech and the Heichel, they're the same. You have to separate from both of them. The difference would be Shaloi B'Shas Haketar, not at the time of the keteris, which would mean when the bloods are being brought. When the bloods are brought inside, Lefnei V'Lefnim, oh, only from the Heichel, which is nearby, you have to separate, but not the ear between the Ulam Mizbech. And that the Gemara is asking. But just now how we explain Rebbe Elazar, you have another Mila. And you don't have to go so far to say, oh, it's only when there's not the keteris being done is the Mila of the Heichel. Because you even have it when the keteris are being brought a mila, because the ilo mehechel, because in contrast to the hechel where you parshi bein b'shas haketar di day, where you have a mila where not only do you have to separate from the keteris that are being done in the hechel itself, which is done the every day of the year in the morning and the evening, and bein b'shas haketar lifnai v'lifnim, where you even have to separate again, because we're going with Rebbe Elazar's interpretation now, the Gemara is resolving his interpretation in Rebbe Yossi, even at the time of the keteris that's innermost, you have to separate from the heichel, as the pasuk taught us as we start off the daf. Yet ve'ilu mibein ul mizbeach, but now based on what Rebbe Elazar is saying is, but whereas regarding to the ear between ul mizbeach, loy parshi el b'shas haketar de heichel. One only has to separate from that keteris of the heichel, the sanctuary, which is done every day of the year, but not from the keteris that are done lefnai v'lefnim. So therefore, why is Rabbi Yossi saying, oh, so what's the maila? If you're saying by keteris you have to separate between the ul mizbeach, and therefore so too these bloods that are brought inside the heichel, one has to separate, and therefore the Brice asks, so then what's the maila of the heichel over the ul mizbeach, if both of them you have to separate by the keteris? On that we said, because, oh, not during the keteris is the difference, when the bloods are being brought. Bloods inside lefnai v'lefnim, you only have to separate from the heichel, not from the ul mizbeach. But the question is, in keteris itself, there's a difference, because they only share the commonality of the keteris of the heichel that one has to separate between the ul mizbeach. But the keteris of lefnai v'lefnim, as Rebbe Elazar is saying, as we're trying to resolve the brisa of Rebbe Yossi like him too, that only applies to separate between ul mizbeach from the keteris of the heichel, but not the keteris of lefnai v'lefnim. So that's a maila in keteris itself of the heichel and the ulam mizbeach. So why do we try reaching for something between when it's not during the keteris? Sounds like not like Rebbe Elazar. So that the Gemara answer is no. It's not a difficult day on Rebbe Elazar, because hakatani, this is exactly what the Braisa is actually saying. In other words, that when it says b'shas haketara, as we said, that what we say that the ulam and mizbeach, one has to separate from that area too, that's even at the time of the keteris, that's, as we said, by the time of the keteris of the heichel. Now, when the Braisa says the difference between the Heichel and the Ul Mizbeach is not during the keteris, it's not like we had assumed that means to say, oh, but you mean not regarding keteris, but rather the bloods that are brought inside, that's the difference? No, that's not what it's saying. It's saying because they both share the Maila of the keteris of the Heichel. That's what we have to separate between the Ul Mizbeach and only from the keteris of the Heichel. And therefore, Matan Dam that are in the Heichel, one also has to separate as the Braisa begins. Then the Braisa asks, then what's the Maila? Oh, the Maila is, even when the keteris are not brought, which keteris? What we were speaking about up until now. The keteris of the Heichel, that one does not have to separate between the Ul Mizbech and only in the area of the Heichel. And therefore, as the Gemara explains, when the Braisa said, oh, what's the Maila? The Maila is because Ela Shebe Heichel, because when one is in the sanctuary, the Maila there is, Pershin Bein B'Shas HaKetar, one has to separate, whether it be at a time of the keteris of the Heichel. Now, this is what changes in the Gemara now. This that the Tana said, that however, Shaloi B'Shas HaKetar, that's the defining piece, the difference between the Heichel and the Ul Mizbeach, it means Ubein Shaloi B'Shas HaKetar, and not during the time of the keteris of itself, meaning of the Heichel itself, but rather, even at the time of the keteris Lefnai V'Lefnim, one would have to separate from the ear of the Heichel. And that stands in contrast, however, Ubein Ul Mizbeach, however, between the ear of the antechamber and the Mizbeach, that Ein Parshin, the outer Mizbeach, their Ein Parshin, one does not separate, we continue to Amud Beis, Ela B'Shas HaKetara, only at the time of the keteris of the Heichel, and not Shaloi B'Shas HaKetara of the Heichel, which means however, the Keteris of Lefanav Lefanim, one does not separate from the area between the Ul Mizbeach. So not only is this not a contradiction to Rabbi Elazar, actually it sounds exactly like Rabbi Elazar, which is that is exactly the Maila of the era of the Heichel, and in contrast to the era of the Ul Mizbeach, that the Heichel one has to separate even from the Keteris of Lefanav Lefanim, whereas the area of between the Ul Mizbeach, one only has to separate from the Keteris of the Heichel. However, the Gemara still asks on this. But the Braisa said, they made it sound like that there's only one Maila that one has from the Heichel of the Ul Mizbeach. Because the Braisa says, Homo, so what's the Maila? So it says, it's Shaloi B'Shas HaKeteres. So in the Gemara's question, it meant regarding the Matan Dam. Regarding the Gemara's answer, Belaza means to say the Keteres of Lefnaiv Lefnim. But the Gemara asks, but if we're saying that the Braisa is even like Belaza, but Ve'iko HaMaila, there's another Maila. Because whereas the Ilumi Heichel, whereas in regards to the sanctuary itself, partially there one has to separate bein b'kedusha the day. Now what the term kedusha means to say, it means the matan damim, the throwing of the bloods of the karbanos that are brought inside. Now that's whether it's the matan damim of the heichel itself, bein b'kedusha, the lefnaiv lefnim, or even if the matan damim that are brought inside the kodesh HaKadoshim, as we start off the daf with the braisa had included from lachapa b'kodesh, that you see the halacha, no one's allowed to be in the oil mayid, even at a time, not only of Keteris, but even of the Matan Dam of Lefnai V'Lefnim. So therefore, the Heichel one has to separate of Matan Damim, of the bloods that are thrown, whether it's from those that are brought, let's say, by the Par Koyim Mashiach, which is in the Heichel, or even from the one time a year of Lefnai V'Lefnim. Whereas Ve'ilu Mebeinu Ul Mizbeach, Loi Parshe Ele B'Kedush De Heichel. Whereas from the area between the antechamber and the Adam Mizbeach, one only has to separate from the Matan Damim that are brought of the Heichel, as the Braisa had started, the Rabbi Yossi had said, that just like one has to separate from the Keteris of the Heichel, so too one has to separate from the Matan Damim of the Heichel. However, the question is, if that's the case, and he does not have to separate from the Matan Damim of Lefnai V'Lefnim, so that should be another difference between the Heichel and the Ulam and the Mizbeach. So why does it say there's only the one difference of Shaloi B'Shas, HaKeteris of the Heichel, which is the Keteris of Lefnai V'Lefnim? There's another difference of the Matan Damim Lefnai V'Lefnim is a difference between the two of them. So that Amar Rava, Rava says, you're right, but Shem Prisha Achasi, the term of the separation is essentially one halachic component. In other words, they're both the same maila. And that is, when one is in the Heichel, one has to separate not only of what's being done in the Heichel, but even what's being done lefnai v'lefnim. Now that includes the Keteris and the Matan Damim. Whereas, that stands in contrast, as we said, the area between the Ul Mizbeach, one does not separate from the area of Lefnai V'Lefnim whatsoever. And therefore, once we taught it to you regarding the Keteris, because it's very far the distance, so then the same thing applies regarding the Matan Damim. We didn't have to tell you that there's another Maila, because essentially that is the one Maila of being parish from the area that's near it, and therefore one only has to separate from the Ul Mizbeach what's being done near it, including the Keteris and the Matan Damim, but not what's done Lefnai V'Lefnim. Now, the Gemara clarifies, Zomamar, the Bryce had said that just like we separate between the area of the Ulam Mizbeach for the Keteris that's done in the Heichel, so Kach Parshan, so too one separates from the area between the Ulam Mizbeach, Beshas Matan Par Koyin Mashiach, from the bloods that are brought inside the Heichel of when the Kohen Gadol makes an error in Halacha and follows through on it, Upar Helm Dabishal Tzibbe, and when the public does a Halacha mistakenly, that because the Bezdin had said, and Usiri Avodis Kechavim, the Higot of Avodis Zarah, that the entire Jewish people had done, again, based on the era of the Bezdin, where there the public brings these Kabbanas, there we said, one also, when those Avodis are being done in the Heichel, one has to separate also from the area of, not only of the Heichel, but even from the area of between the Ulam and Mizbeach. And that the Gemara asked, Manolan, where do we know, first of all, that there's a Chiv to separate from the Heichel, when these Matan Dam are being done, which we have no Pasuk for? Again, so far we had a Braisa that says, regarding the Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur, when he's coming to do the Avod, Lefnai V'Lefnim, which the Pasuk we said the default is Keteris, which we said L'chab HaKodesh includes also the Matan Damim, which is the power of the Kohen Gadol, and the Sar L'Hashem, which is for the Jewish people. When those are being done, one cannot be in the area of the Oil Mayit. Now, however, regarding the Matan Dam of the Heichel, which are three other Karbanos that are brought throughout the year, where do we know that one would have to separate from the Heichel when those are being done? And moreover, to even make a gzeirah that one cannot even be in the area near it, which is in the area between the Ulam and Mizbeach, like Rabbi Yossi had said. So Amr Pedas, Rabbi Taz said, Asya Kapara, Kapara Miyam Kippurim, we learned the term Kapara Atonement, which it says regarding these three Kabbalahs, and regarding that it says the term of Atonement by Yom Kippurim, where there it's also to be in the Heichel when the Kohen Gadol is there, as we said in the Pasuk, and therefore that includes not only of the Heichel, but even the area of near it, which is the area between the Ulam and Mizbeach. Now, Amar of Acha Bar Hava, he says, Shema Mina, we can infer from this halacha that, so we know from the Gzer Shavu Kapara Kapara, one cannot be in the Heichel when the bloods of these three Kabbans are being brought in the Heichel. However, from the fact that one even separates from the area between the Ulam and Mizbeach, we can infer that Milos, that there are certain Milos, certain elevated statuses that the Chacham gave in the Mishnah Mesechtas Kelim. The Mishnah says that there are certain levels, degradations of geographical areas of Kedusha, which is the Temple Mount is more sanctified than Yerushalayim. Then even further in, the Chayil area is more sanctified than the rest of the Har HaBayis. The Ezris Nashim is more sanctified than the Chayil. The Ezris Yisrael, which is further into the area of the center of the Beis HaMikdash, that's more sanctified than the Ezris Nashim. The Ezris Kahanim is more sanctified than the Ezris Yisrael. The area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, between the antechamber and the Mizbeach, is more sanctified than the rest of the courtyard. And the Heichel, the sanctuary itself, is more sanctified than the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. So there it says in that Mishnah, all the different milas, levels, the further one goes in, the higher the level of sanctity is. Now, on that Rav Acha Bar Hava is saying, we can infer from this halacha that we just said, that these milas are deiraisa, that they have biblical sources. And b'hochi gemiru lehu, it must be that we have halacha al-Moshe Mesinai to tell us these divisions of levels of Kedusha. And therefore, regarding the separation that the Pasuk talks about, that one only requires a separation from the Heichel, as the Pasuk tells us that v'chol adam lo yibo oil moed, no one should be in the oil moed when the Kohen Gadol does the avoid lefnei v'lefnim, which we said kapara says to each three kabanas also, that when their matan dam is being done, the Heichel, one cannot be in the oil moed. Now, so that's the biblical halacha, that's what it says in the Torah. Now the Rabbanim came and they made a gezerah that one cannot even be, not only not in the Heichel itself, but even between the Ulam and Mizbeach, because it might happen, someone, if he's right there, might come into the Heichel at that time, and therefore, because of that, they said, you know what, you can't even be near that area. Now, however, we did not say that one cannot be in the entire Azara, in the entire courtyard, and we did not include that in the Gezerah. And the reason must be, and this is what Rav Acha Bar Hava is saying, is because it must be that the area between the Ulam and Mizbeach is a different Kedusha than the rest of the Azara, which has its own Kedusha. And therefore, since the Ulam Mizbeach is the closest area of Kedusha to the area of the Heichel, so that would be one Gezerah. However, if we would say that even the area of the entire Azar one cannot be when these three Matan Dam are being done the Heichel, that would be what's called a Gezerah LeGezerah. Because if as we're assuming now that it's Deiraisa, these levels of Kedusha, so therefore, look, the Torah tells us from Kapar, one cannot be in the Heichel. Now, the Rabbanan tell one Gezerah is you can't be even near it, which is the area between the Ulam Mizbeach. But to then say that even the Azara one cannot be in when these Parkoin Mashiach and the others are being done, you cannot be in that area, that would be a Gzerah L'Gzerah, because there's one level of Kedusha under it, and then another level of Kedusha under it. Because as he says, the Isa G'daitach, because if you would assume that the Milas, which are mentioned over there in Masechtas Kelim, Adrabanan, that they're only Rabbinic, however Midai Raisa, essentially the area between the Ulam and Mizbeach, and the entire Azara, essentially they're really one Kedusha, then but then what's the difference between the era of the antechamber and the Mizbeach that you say you cannot be in there when these Matan Dam are being done? Dilma Mikra V'Aili, because maybe he's going to be there, he's walking around, he might come in, and then he violates this Isra of being in there when the Kohen is doing the Avodah of these Matan Damim. But then Mikul Azara Nami Nefreshu. But then the Rabbanah should have made a Gezerah essentially for the entire Azara that one cannot be in there because it's one Gezerah. Because we're saying that they're one Kedusha, Dilma Mikra V'Aili. There you also have the same concern that maybe he's going to come into the area of the Heichel. So therefore, not only should you not be between the Ulam Mizbeach, you shouldn't be in the entire Azar. Obviously, that the Kedushas, these Milas that each level of Kedusha has, are Midaraisa. And therefore, to say between the Ulam Mizbeach would be one Gezerah. To say the entire Azar would be Gezerah L'Gezerah, we don't say that. Another Gemara says no. Truthfully, we could say that maybe these Milas are only Rabbinic. But then why do we make the Gezerah only between the Ulam Mizbeach and not the entire Azara that you might come to walk inside? Is because between the Ulam and Mizbeach, the ear between the antechamber and the Mizbeach, kivin dolei mafsik midi, since there's nothing in the way, you're right there when you're in front of Mizbeach and between the Ulam, there's nothing blocking you from walking into the Heichel, so le mikra milsa, it's not recognizable, you don't realize to stop and not go in when that avoid is being done. And there we're concerned, so we say you can't even be there. However, Azara, the courtyard, kivin the ikim Mizbeach achitz and the mafsik, since there's a big structure, that of the Mizbeach, which interrupts one's vision and one's going into the Heichel, so mikra milsa, it would be recognizable, there's this obstacle that one would have to overcome first, and therefore that would the person doesn't just as easily go straight into the Heichel, and they were not concerned, and that's why, and therefore there's no Raya essentially, maybe the Ma'asol Rabbanan, but we wouldn't make the Gezer, even though it would essentially be one Gezer, because they're one Kedusha, we don't make that Gezer on the entire Azar. Now similarly, Amar Rava, Rava says a different inference. He says, Shema Mina, from the fact that we made this Gezer, that one has to separate from the area between the Ulam and Mizbeach, not just from the Heichel, which that's learned out in the Torah, from the Mechap, from comparing Kapara from Kippurim, for the Avodas of the Par Kohen Mashiach, and these other Karbanos that are done Lefnim, but the Rabbanim made it even Asa bin Ulam Mizbeach, you can infer that Kedushas Ulam VeHeichel Chodem Milsi. You can infer that the sanctity of the Heichel and the Ulam, which is the antechamber opening up into the Heichel, obviously they have one Kedusha, they have the same level of sanctity. And that is what essentially that means to say is that the Ulam is called the part of the Oil Mayit. And therefore, when we said one has to separate from the ear between the Ulam and Mizbeach, is because you might come into the Ulam and you're going to be over on the halacha of that Lo Yieh Bo Oil Mayit. Because the Ulam is the same halacha as the Heichel. Because Rabbi says, the Isa Kedar Tech Shtei Kedushas Nenu, because if you would assume that no, the Heichel is a higher level of sanctity than the Ulam itself, although the Ulam, the antechamber, is part of the structure, however, it's still not the room where the Menorah is and where the Shulchan is and Mizbech HaZav, therefore it's a low level Kedusha, but then Ulam Gufei Gezerah, but then that would mean the Isra that no one can be in the Oil Mayhed when the Kohen's doing the Avodah, that would mean it's only in the Heichel. And that would mean that not allowing to be in the Ulam itself is a Gezer Drabanan. Now, would we make a double Gezer? We just said before we don't do that. So therefore, if the Ulam itself is not part of the Heichel, that means not being able to be there is one Gezer. Then between the Ulam and Mizbech would be another Gezer of not being even there, and we wouldn't do that. So obviously the Ulam is part of the Heichel, and therefore that's the Issa D'Araisa of being in the Oil Moed when the Kohen is doing the Avodah. And therefore between the Ulam and Mizbech is one Drabanan. That Gemara says loy. No, it's not a raya. Truthfully, you could say that ulam ubeinu ulam mizbeach chad kedusha hi. You could say that no, the ulam is not the yisad deraisa of loy, that no one could be in the oil moed at the time when it's being done, but rather because the ulam and the mizbeach are one area, and therefore when we made the gezeira on the ulam that you can't be in the antechamber because then you might come into the heichel, that includes in its halachic area the airspace between the ulam and the mizbeach in that gezeira. And that is, truthfully, we could say that, truthfully, the Heichel and the Ulam are two separate Kedushas. The Issa D'Araisa is only in the Heichel, not in the Ulam. Now, but then how are we saying that even the Ulam is also, and then even the Ulam Mizbech? Because the Ulam and the Mizbech, that's all included, as in the area where one comes into the Heichel, and therefore that's one Gezerah, but not that the Ulam is part of the Heichel itself. Now the Gemara returns to the discussion of our Mishnah, which we started off with in this daf, which we were speaking about when he slaughters his par, the par of the Kohen Gadol, then he gives it to someone else to mix in the meantime. Then in that interim, he goes ahead and he takes the shovel and he scoops up the hot coals from the Mizbech and he brings it inside the Kodesh Kodeshim and he takes the Keteris and puts it on. So the Mishnah said many differences regarding the Keteris that's done on Yom Kippurim and the Keteris that's done throughout the year. Now, one difference was, the Mishnah tells B'chol Yayim, every single day when the Keteris were done, Hayechaysa B'shal Kesev V'chula, the one bringing the Keteris would shovel with a silver shovel, and then pour from the silver shovel into a gold shovel. So the Gemara first, and then Yom Kippur is different as we're going to discuss. So the Gemara first says, my timer, what's the reason that they would first shovel from the coals on the Mizbeach into a silver one, and then pour it into the gold one, and then bring the gold one inside? So that the Gemara says, because HaTorah Chasa Al Mamayin Shal Yisrael, the Torah, Hashem, is concerned about the money of the Jewish people. Now, therefore, we're also concerned. And shoveling coals will wear away a vessel, and it'll make it deficient. And therefore, gold, we don't want to ruin that. So therefore, we use silver, which is lower than gold. And then we shovel from that, we pour it into the gold one. But we don't want to take the gold one itself to then ruin it when we're shoveling from the coals itself. Now, then the Mishnah said, "V'hayyem." However, today on Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol his chesed b'shal zav. He actually goes and shovels into the coals themselves with the gold one. Uvahayyem achdes, and with that same one, he would bring it into the lefnai v'lefnim. So the Gemara asks, "My time, why here on Yom Kippur was it different? We're not concerned about money suddenly." And that the Gemara says, Mishum Chulsha de Kohen Gadol, because of the weakness of the Kohen Gadol, that he has to be up very early, has to do all the avodas himself, and therefore it's a big exertion to go ahead and to scoop it up and then to pour from one shovel to another shovel. Therefore, we allow him one day a year to go ahead and use that same shovel, the golden one itself, to scoop it up and to use that one to bring inside. Now, another difference the Mishnah told us is b'chol yoyim b'shal arba'as kavin b'chulu, that every single day we said that one would shovel with the silver one and then pour over to another one. So he would scoop up with the silver one 4 kav of coals, and then he would pour it into a shovel, the gold one that had 3 kav. Now, however, the Mishnah mentions a machlekes that Rabbi Yossi says that it was done with a shovel of a sa every day of the year, which is 6 kav, and then that would be poured into a shovel of 3 kav. Now, related to this, the Gemara brings Tana. We learn the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid, which talks about this part of the process, which is done every day of the year on Keteris, when he's pouring from the shovel that has the 4 kav, and he's pouring into the shovel, which is the golden one of the 3 kav. So the Mishnah says, Nispazru loy kav gachol, which obviously what would happen would be, that means a kav of coals would then fall by the wayside, and therefore the kohen that's doing it, he would be mechabdin la'ama, he would then clean it out into this canal which ran through the Azar, the courtyard, which was called an Amma, which went out to Nachal Kidron, to the Kidron Valley. And that's because if you're going from a shovel that has 4 kav to a shovel that has 3 kav, a kav of it will fall to the wayside, and then he'd clean it into the canal that ran through the Azar. However, the Gemara brings two different brises. Tanachad, we're in one brise, kav, like we just quoted from the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid, that 1 kav of coals would fall to the wayside. However, another brisa says 2 kavs of coals would fall by the wayside. So the Gemara asks, Bishlem hachta tani kav, it's very well understood, the first brisa, and similarly that Mishnah Masechtas Tamid that says that a kav of coals will fall to the wayside. That's the Rabban, that's the Pinyin Rabban, who they say that every day of the year, it would be a shovel of 4 kav pouring into a shovel of 3 kav, 4 minus 3 is 1, so you'll have 1 that falls to the wayside. But the brisa says that you'll have 2 kavs of coals falling by the wayside. Mani, who's that like? It's not like Rabbanan, because Rabbanan you only have 1. It's not Rabbi Yossi either, because according to him, you have 3 kav of coals that fall by the wayside, because a saw is 6 kav. 6 kav pouring to 3 kav, you have 3, not 2. So who's this Bryce going like? So the Gemara gives 2 answers. I'm Rav Chizda. It's Rabbi Shmuel b'noi Shabbi Yechman Berekehi. The Tanakh learned the Bryce. Shmuel b'noi Shabbi Yechman Berekehi Omer, he says, b'shel kavayim hayamachnes, that the Kayan actually, when he would bring it in to do the Keteris every day of the year, the Mizbeach Azav, it wasn't with a shovel that contained 3 kav, rather with a shovel that contained only 2 kav. And therefore, if one's pouring from a shovel of 4 kav, like Drabbanan, into a shovel that has 2 kav, you're going to remain with 2 kavs that fall by the wayside, and that's who the Tana of that Bryce is going like. However, Rav Hashem, he says, Afilatim Rabbi Yossi, you could even say that the Tana of the Bryce that says that you have 2 kavs of coals that fall by the wayside is going like Rabbi Yossi, that one is pouring from a shovel of 6 kav, and not like Rabbi Shmuel ben Noi Shabbichim Breka, and you're pouring into a shovel of 3 kav, yet still you're going to have 2 kav that will fall by the wayside. How so? Because of Hachikama. This is what the Tana that Bryce was saying. B'chol Yoim, every single day of the year when Keteris was done, Hayechese b'shasa midbaris. He would shovel, the first shovel that was taken from the coals on the Mizbeach was a saw, which is 6 kav of the midbar types of measurements, which is 6 kav midbarius. Now, when they came to Yerushalayim later on, after they were in the Midbar, they increased the measurements by a sixth. And therefore, what that essentially means is that what was used to be 6 kav in the desert, now that the measurements got bigger, 5 kav of Jerusalem measures contained what 6 kav in the Midbar used to contain. Now, therefore, when one is pouring from a saw of Midbar measurements, which is, again, 6 kav of Midbar measurements, which is really 5 kav, of Jerusalem measurements, uma'aru l'tech shleishes kav in Yerushalmius, and pouring into a different shovel that contained 3 kav of Jerusalem measurements, that would mean that there would be 2 kav Yerushalmius that would be falling to the wayside, because although it's saw, which is 6 kav, but that's only 6 kav of Midbarius, which is really 5 kav Yerushalmius, so if you take 5 minus 3 that ends up into the shovel, you're remaining with 2 that fall by the wayside, and that's why that Tana the Brisa said that there's 2 that fall by the wayside, because one measurement he was using, the Midbarius measurements, that of the first shovel, and the second one he was talking about, the measurements of Yerushalmius, and therefore you end up having 2 kav in Yerushalmius that fall by the wayside. Now the Mishnah continued and said other differences. Every single day the shovel that he would use to shovel the coals, to bring inside, to sacrifice the incense on top of the on top of the coals, the shovel was very heavy. By Yom Kal, and today it was a light shovel. So the Gemara explained, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, B'chol Yom Ha'isa Gilda, every single day the sides, the walls of the shovel, were over, were thick, and that's why it was very heavy. And today the sides of the shovel were very thin, and that's why it was lighter. Now the Mishnah continued and said, B'chol Yom Ha'isa Kitzar, every single day the shovel was short. And today the handle was long. So the Gemara is my time. What's the reason that today the handle was long? So that the arm of the Kohen Gadol could support and to hold it again because of his weakness, that he has to do so much that day. That's why they made the handle longer. Now, another difference, Tanu, we learned in the Braisa, B'chol yom lo hayu lo ni'ashtik. Every single day of the year, the shovel did not have ni'ashtik. V'hayom hayu lo ni'ashtik, divri ben haskan. That's the words of the son of the deputy, that t'yein yom kippur, there was a ni'ashtik, which ni'ashtik, according to Rashi, means that there was a ring by the top of the handle, which would make noise when he would be moving and coming into the Kodesh Kodeshim with the shovel. And that's because, as the pasuk in Shemos Chav Ches says, that v'nishma koylei b'voy, the Kohen Gadol, because of the bells he had on the bottom of his me'il, will be making noise as he comes in, and no one's allowed to be there at that area. So similar, making more noise, that everyone should know what's going on, there was this ni'ashtik, this ring on the top of his shovel, which was only necessary on the shovel of Yom Kippurim, but not the rest of the year. Now, another difference the Mishnah told us was b'chol yom hoya zahav yarik. Every day of the year, it had the yellow type of a gold. That was the shovel that was poured into, which was then brought into the heichal. But however, on the Yom Kippurim, the one that was brought into Kodesh HaKodeshim, it was like red gold. So related to this, the Gemara says, remember Chizda, shiva zahavim hain. There are seven types of gold. There's zahav, regular gold. There's zahav toiv, good gold. Then there's like what the Pesukim say in Malachim Aleph, was Zahav Eifer, you have Eifer gold, Zahav Mupes, Mupes gold, Zahav Shachud, Shachud gold, Zahav Sagar, and Closed gold. And like it says in Divrei Yomim Beis, was Zahav Parvaim, and Parvaim gold. Now the Gemara explains, what are these seven types of gold? First two types, Zahav, Zahav type. Where do we know there's such a thing as gold, regular gold, and good gold? So like it says the Pesukim Bereishis, was Zahav Ha'aretz Ahi type, that the gold of that land was good. Now, from the fact that it says that was good gold, obviously this is regular gold, so that's how you know. So for those two types, Zahav Oifer, what does that mean? The Asim Oifer, that's the gold that comes from Oifer. Zahav Mupas, the gold of Mupas, what does that mean? So the Gemara continues on top of Memheim and Alf. Mupas means Shedoy Melepaz, that it's similar to Paz, which means that it shines like pearls. Zahav Shachud, what does Shachud gold mean? It's a contraction of Shenitva Kachut, that it can be spun like a thread because it's very thin. That's Zahav Shachud. Zav Sagar, what does it mean, closed gold? That means B'shoshen Niftach, at the time when that store opens for business, selling this gold, Kalachanuyas Nisgaras, all the other stores close up because no one's going to buy from them because that other gold is so much greater. So therefore, that's called Zav Sagar, all the other stores close. And finally, Zahav Parvayim is from the word par, Shedayim Ladam HaParim, because that gold is similar to the blood of the bull, that's what we said in Yom Kippurim, that there the shovel was similar to it was red, which is, that's what we're comparing it to, the blood of the Dam HaParim, that's called Zahav Parvaim. Now that's what Rav Chisda said, that there's seven types of gold. Rashi argues, he says, Chamisha, and there's really only five types of gold. Now, V'chol Chad V'chad, Isbe Zav, was Zahav type, and each one of these five types have regular gold of that type, and good gold of that type, different gradations and level. However, Zav, Zahav type are not their own types of gold. Now the Gemara concludes by saying, Tanyam Hachi, we similarly learned in the Braisa that because that this type of gold is similar to the blood of the bull, that's why it's called Zahav Parvayim, as it's said in Dibre Yamim, that we find the Braisa that says the same idea, which is related to what we're talking about in our Mishnah. And B'chol Yom Ha'isa Zahav Yarek, every single day of the year, the shovel, that golden shovel which was taken in to put the Keteris on inside the Beis HaMikdash, the gold was yellow, B'hayim and Yom Kippur, Adam, it was red. Now V'hayinu, that's what the Braisa says, that's Zahav Parvayim. That's this Parvayim gold, which is red, because Shedayim Ladam HaParim, because it's similar to the blood of the bull, and that's what's called Parvayim from the word of Par. That's the same idea where we're saying that's where it gets its name from, and that's where we said that the shovels were different. It was always yellow gold, but on Yom Kippur, which is the Dam HaPar that was brought inside, is what the gold was made out of, Shedam, of Dam HaParvayim, which gave the gold a reddish complexion.